Millions of Americans have money set aside from their paychecks that goes into a retirement plan. But many people don't know how that money is being invested. NPR's Chris Arnold looks at that problem in our ongoing series, Your Money and Your Life.
So here's the question. Are your mutual funds super efficient wealth generators or overpriced losers sucking way too much money out of your retirement account with fees? It turns out most people in America don't have any idea.
I don't really.
That's Dore Sitko. She's 33 years old, works in Bethesda, Maryland, and she signed up for her company's 401k plan 5 years ago, in part because she says she's watched her mom, who's nearing retirement age.
She's had to delay that due to her own retirement savings or lack thereof. So, you know, it's become more real to me that at a point in my life where I've got the ability to save a little more without children, that I could be really maximizing what I'm putting aside.
Sitko is one of the 3,500 people who joined the NPR Your Money and Your Life Facebook group over the past week. We polled the group, and most people who responded, like Sitko, said that they really didn't know if their investments were good, bad, or ugly. So we decided to do a story to help people figure that out.
60% of people don't know they're paying any fees at all in their 401k plan.
That's Lori Rowley. She's the president of the National Association of Retirement Plan Participants, which surveys workers. She says, first, be aware that you are paying fees in your retirement account, and then find out how big they are.
Fees make a huge, dramatic impact on your total savings nest egg.
Something that might sound small, like a 2% annual fee, that eats up half of your earnings over 35 years. So Rowley says, review your plan and pick just a few of the lowest cost funds. That's because if you don't look at the fees when you're picking mutual funds, she says, you're basically making a blind guess at what just seems good. And that's sort of like being on a classic game show.
Let's make a deal!
Now, the big deal is worth $14,313, and it's behind either door number one, two, or three.
You know how this works. Some of the options are good, and some will get you absolutely nothing or worse. A pile of old junk or a broken down car.
People can win, they could lose, they could get zonked. You never know what's going
to happen. You can definitely get zonked in a bunch of these plans.
Ian Ayers is a law professor at Yale who studies excessive fees in 401k plans.
Many plans offer funds that no reasonable person should invest in.
Essentially, these are like big turkeys that you don't want to pick, right?
Yeah, these are rip-off funds. And so when you look at the funds offered by your employer's plan, avoid those that charge over 1% a year and try to go for, if they exist, for options below 0.5% a year.
Ayers says that'll go a long way towards building up your nest egg over time. But Ayers says if you don't have good options in your retirement plan, go ahead and complain. Some companies get better plans after employees push for a change. And actually, a website, brightscope.com, ranks the 401k plans at thousands of companies. Mike Alford is Brightscope's CEO. He says if your company gets a bad ranking, and you can look that up right on their website, he says that might get the attention of upper managers if you point it out to them.
You have a little bit more leverage as an individual if you go to the HR department and say, look, I mean, this information is freely available on the internet, and it shows that our plan is very expensive.
And if that doesn't work, some people create a better retirement plan on the side. Both Ayers and Rowley say, fees aside, you want to save as much as you possibly can. And if your company offers a match, they say contribute enough there so you don't lose that free money. But you can also put up to an additional $5,500 a year into an individual retirement account. And then you get to choose from the most competitively priced funds around. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Join our Facebook group about saving, go to npr.org/moneyandlife.